Nath, last night, all the most memorable brides and grooms and a few unmemorable ones, and I'm not sure why they were there. Maybe they were like, we need to get to like so many people. Yeah, right.
We'll invite... feel at the dinner table, make it look busy.
Fine, we'll invite NASA. I mean, he's standing outside anyway. From Married at First Sight, yes, Mavs returned for a reunion dinner party. And to tell us all the goss about it, please welcome from season six, one of our favorites, it's Jessica Power.
Jess, welcome.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are fantastic. The first thing I want to ask, Jessica, how was it being back in the room at the dining table with a lot of these people that in the past you've had a little bit of beef with?
It was really surreal, actually. It's just like you don't see these people for 2 years and so much happens in between those 2 years and then you just thrust into a room. I mean, God, it was crazy. I think I went in with a really optimistic view, though, and I definitely shouldn't have. I mean, it's a dinner party. Cyril's going to be there. Come on.
Yeah, no, I was about to say, you're probably the wrong attitude to have. Yeah. I mean, I applaud you for it.
Definitely.
So, Jess, you knew who was going to be there before you went in, yes?
No, we didn't. We didn't know. I knew Ines would be there because her and I were good girlfriends, and she told me she was going, but I didn't know anyone else that was going to be there.
Jess, what was the difference between, like, what we're watching now? When was it filmed? Like, how much time has happened since it was actually filmed?
It was filmed mid-December last year, so not long at all.
Oh, so, you've obviously known what's happened. Like, have you just been waiting to be able to talk about and say things?
Yeah, I actually have, and they didn't show a lot of it, so... I mean, I think I got a little bit of, like, ammunition behind me, which I didn't need to use, you know, so it was... I was a bit like apprehensive. I kind of forgot about it. I wanted to just plug it out of my mind.
Well, yeah, I wanted to ask. There's another episode tonight at 7:30. I encourage everyone to watch it. But what did we miss? Because I even saw this morning on Martha's Instagram. She put up something going, "What you watched last night isn't what actually happened." There was so much other stuff. Like, what actually happened? What didn't we see on TV last night?
Oh, there wasn't just so Cyril was just attacking everybody from the get go, and I was the last victim, I guess, on her little list of people. But the level of just, like, language that was used from her and Ines was just... I was gobsmacked. And, you know, that takes a lot for me to be gobsmacked because I mean, have a look at my actions most of the time. I was just sitting here with my mouth hanging open and it was just a really hostile situation. It ended up just not being fun at all.
When you say the level of language, I mean, we are on live radio, so if you don't say it, but can you give us an idea of
what do the words start with?
What kind of language was being used and who it was directed at and why?
It was directed, first of all, at Mike and just calling him, you know, a sexist and in the F-bombs and the C-bombs.
C-bombs.
It was language that ladies don't use. At all. And I'm not saying that women can't swear, but, like, it's just not even, like, men use that sort of language. It was, I was baffled. And then there was, you know, a thing saying, like, oh, like, I come from scum and all these things. It was insane. I can't say because obviously we're on live radio, but just imagine the worst. That's what was coming out of Cyril.
So do you think Cyril came in just with, like, is it who she is? Was she trying to get attention? Is she trying to be the star? Like, why do you think she's behaving like this?
I'm not sure. Like, I think Cyril, she was obviously, you know, the people's advocate, I guess, for women that were cheated on. So everybody loved her back in my season because that's what she stood up for. But this was supposed to be about personal growth, how far you've come, and just like, you know, catch up, see how everyone's going. And Tyrell just sort of came in as the same person that she was 2 years ago. And she, you know, she says you can't hide behind your Instagram and she was angry about comments. But, you know, it's really easy to get somebody's number or it's really easy to unblock somebody and send them a message. And it was, I don't know what her angle was coming in. But it didn't work for her. It just made her look really, you know, not matured at all. She just sort of stayed stagnant.
Now,
and it's sad.
Jess, obviously we know a lot of time has passed since it was filmed and this big blow-up happened. Has there been any contact between you and Cyril?
No. And there wasn't any contact before. There's been none after. Just her on her Instagram again, like saying things about me on her story, which is what she was getting upset at me about.
Would you ever, I guess, be the bigger person, for lack of a better phrase, and say something to her off screen or reach out, or are you just going to cut ties completely?
So obviously, if everybody watches tonight, you will see a little bit of engagement between her and I, but it just wasn't what she wanted to hear. And I think I've just, like, I'm just going to leave it as, you know, as it is. It doesn't seem like we were ever see eye to eye. And I think any sort of apology or anything that she gets from me, she's just going to throw back in my face, really.
Yeah, no. Well, okay, so sorry, I was obviously, you know, not on your list of Christmas card invites. No. But what about being in that room? Was anyone that surprised you, like you thought had a lot of growth or thought you thought change maybe even from a different season? You're like, wow, I didn't know that person was like this.
It was really interesting having Martha come up to me at the start. You know, my first initial thought was, oh, here we go. I'm going to just gonna go down already. Mm. But then what they cut out as well was when I'd had the wine thrown on me, Martha came out and gave me like a really nice, you know, chat and sort of it was back. I felt like I was back in our season where she was, you know, my support system again. And I didn't expect that from her because we had had a war of words in the media and I thought it was really big of her. I mean, it was great. It was really nice.
Awesome.
Well, and just, it was a little bit starstruck to see some of the other season five people.
Oh, my God. Look
well, Jessica Powell, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning. Of course, the Mass reunion concludes tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. Jess, thank you so much and all the best with the tonight.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jess. Bye.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.